course, being a Wallaby yourself, you've had the great taste 20 years ago of holding the World Cup. You never get sick of it. Do you think about it every day or only about 10 times? And looking forward to what will be the magnificence there in Japan, a completely different culture for everybody to see. Japan's been part of the fabric of rugby forever, but just the way it's going to be done, the conditions, day games, all that sort of stuff as well.
Yeah, look, it is, and that's one of the great things is you get to I unfortunately aren't going to be able to get there this year to have a look. It is wonderful that it's in Japan because their love of the game is, you know, is phenomenal. The fact of that worldwide nature of rugby is being exposed in that way, and you're right, the World Cup is a special thing, and it'll be 20 years this year, so since I was lucky enough to be part of that 99 team, and we'll be sure to catch up, I'm sure, around some of the test matches this year and tell each other how good we were at the time. And but when you do get together, it's not so much about the games, it's the memories you have of the times together, and I think that's the great thing, and being able to come out to places like this and hopefully these kids here inspire, and some of them get to go on, it might be a Quirindi tour somewhere, or it might be a regional tour or a country tour, or they might make it further in. If they get that experience of touring as part of a team, it's a golden thing that stays with you for life.
Because we've had this today, you've been here for 2 days, you've worked with the club, went through the schools on the Friday, went through the schools again, and also with the club before they played their first game of the year. Might be a bit of a pilot thing yourself to actually look at doing something that might be the classic Wallaby or New South Wales rugby. Just no stress, was it? Two guys, you get to stay out here, you get to have a good time, you get to mix with the masses, have a feed, have a beer, and that's what we want to see more of. It's been the screaming, bellowing from the grassroots and just wanting more connection, more connection. I understand it's got to be paid for, blah, 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 but that'll be something Classic Wallabies or the Positive Rugby Foundation can all get their head together and make it happen.
Yeah, look, and I think that's been, over the last couple of years, the spread of the Classic Wallabies has started to be great, you know, to see them, you know, up far west in the last couple of weeks having a game for that in Orange and really starting to regenerate with guys like Halsey and Justin Harrison driving it there is really important. And I think the more we can use that vehicle to get out to regional areas and be part of the community. I was there last year when they played the game in Forbes, and the feeling around the town was fantastic. And fortunately, I wasn't in Orange this year or up northwest. I think it might have been more either game there, but again, from what I hear from everyone, it's great weekends and stuff. It's something that all the guys want to be involved in. So good on them to get that building again. I think it's something that sort of fell away for a while, and they're really using that as a vehicle to drive, you know, to those coaching clinics and everything through the country. So I think that's something, again, like these things, that we can hopefully keep building over the next few years.
And also getting guys together who may not have been connected for a while, and, you know, not seeing Richard Harry might not be such a bad thing for 20 years, but he's been stuck in an office at Goodman for about 19 years. But finally, when you look back on your time as CEO of the Elders New South Wales Country Eagles, what were some of the great things about it, and what can we do with this team moving forward now that New South Wales Rugby runs it? Because certainly there's been some interesting times, there's been some good days, but there's been some tough times in trying to promote it, especially with the fact that Rugby Australia has put a lot of money into promotion. You've got also no free-to-air coverage, and, you know, it's been ad hoc apart from some areas of the country which really get in there and get behind it.
Look, it has been, and that promotional thing's, I think, been an issue everywhere with not investing in the external promotion of events and games. And obviously that's been a decision with limited resources to make, and whether you agree with it or not, you know, you can argue that way. But I think for me, the most enduring memory out of my couple of years with the Eagles was those nights before and the days with the young kids getting it down, you know, the busloads of kids coming from all over New South Wales to come to our games and to train with us the night before and play curtain raisers was really enjoyable and inspiring for all of our players, and something that we really enjoyed. So hopefully that with New South Wales Country Rugby, you know, bringing the Eagles under their wing, hopefully that will be part of their mantra again, is to keep building that nature of making them events and chances for people to gather at the end of the season and enjoy a weekend of rugby rather than just being a one-off game.
Andrew, thanks for your time. Thanks for coming up at Quirindi here with Darren Coleman. We wish all the best with Joey's, but also as you celebrate 20 years of being part of a World Cup winning Wallabies team, it's a great privilege, but also it's a hell of a lot of hard work on the way through. And, you know, your fabric here in country rugby is going to be forever with your work with the Eagles, no matter where you've been, and I want to thank you for your time.
Thanks, Martin. I'm looking forward to getting back later in the year. I've got a few more events to come up to, rugby ones, and can't wait to get back out of Sydney and get back out of here.